In a world where 75% of adults struggle with chronic stress, Dr. Aditi Narurkar's The Five Resets challenges our cultural obsession with powering through difficult times. This resilience myth, the belief that tolerating extreme discomfort demonstrates inner strength, has become deeply embedded in our culture, leading to what she calls toxic resilience. We've confused healthy resilience with harmful endurance, creating a cycle where we ignore boundaries, prioritize productivity above all else, and maintain a mind-over-matter mindset that ultimately depletes us. True resilience isn't about pushing through at all costs. It's our innate biological ability to adapt, recover, and grow when facing challenges. The shame surrounding stress compounds our problems. We feel we should handle everything without help, leading to isolation. Yet stress is paradoxically our most common human experience while simultaneously making us feel completely alone. If you're in a room with 30 people, at least 21 are feeling stressed and burned out just like you. When calm, your prefrontal cortex, behind your forehead, manages daily decisions, planning, organizing, and decision-making. Under stress, control shifts to the amygdala, a bean-sized structure deep in your brain that focuses on survival and self-preservation. This activates the HPA axis, your body's main stress highway, triggering cortisol and adrenaline release. While this response served our ancestors escaping predators, today's predators, relationship conflicts, job expectations, bills, never let up, keeping your amygdala constantly activated. The good news? Stress originates in the hippocampus, the same area responsible for learning and memory. This connection reveals that stress is essentially a learned response that can be unlearned through neuroplasticity, your brain's remarkable ability to change and form new neural pathways through repeated behaviors. The first reset serves as a navigation system for stress reduction by clarifying your destination. When stress leaves you adrift, this reset shifts your brain from survival mode into psychological safety and self-trust. Stress recovery progresses naturally, from the fear zone, survival mode with activated amygdala, to the learning zone, where your brain settles and you focus on daily improvements, to the growth zone, creating meaning from your experience. When burned out, replace self-criticism with what matters most to me. Craft a most goal, motivating, objective, small, timely, that energizes you, can be monitored, guarantees success through its small size, and is achievable within 3 months. Create a backwards plan by starting with your end goal and working backward to today, mapping each milestone. This visual roadmap makes your goal feel achievable rather than overwhelming. While many search for how to be happy, research shows we're poor at predicting what will bring happiness. Specific most goals work better than pursuing abstract happiness. Consider focusing on eudaimonic happiness, meaning meaning and purpose, rather than hedonic happiness, as research shows eudaimonic well-being strengthens immune responses while reducing inflammation. Our smartphones significantly impact our stress levels. With 5-6 hours of daily use and 2,600 touches correlating with increased stress, mood disorders, and decreased cognitive function. Even a phone's mere presence causes brain drain through its distraction potential. Popcorn brain occurs when neural circuitry pops from excessive online stimulation. Implement a 3-part media diet. Time limits, 20 minutes twice daily, geographical limits, keep phones away while sleeping and working, and logistical limits, disable notifications. Reconnect your brain and body to reverse stress. The stop, breathe, be technique activates this connection. Say stop during routine tasks, breathe deeply once, and be to ground yourself in the present moment. Breathing techniques activate your parasympathetic, rest and digest nervous system, which cannot operate simultaneously with your sympathetic, fight or flight system. Try diaphragmatic, 4-7-8, or heart-centered breathing for immediate calming. Physical movement is essential for mental health. Even a 20-minute daily walk enhances problem-solving, attention, memory, and improves communication between brain regions that manage stress responses. When overwhelmed, our brains need breaks without sacrificing productivity. The Goldilocks principle shows that stress follows a bell curve. Too little causes boredom, too much creates anxiety, with optimal functioning in the middle. Microsoft research proved that 10-minute breaks significantly reduce work stress. Use these breaks intentionally. Stretch, walk, or practice breathing techniques rather than scrolling mindlessly. While 82% of American workers claim to multitask daily, we're actually task switching, which reduces productivity by 40% and weakens the prefrontal cortex. Try the Pomodoro technique, 25-minute focused work blocks followed by 5-minute breaks to strengthen your brain and improve problem solving. Our brains need clear boundaries between various roles. Remote workers who miss the mental transition of a commute can create a fake commute to separate work and home life. Simple rituals serve as psychological anchors that help regulate emotions and create mental space when physical space is limited. While stress manifests uniquely for each person, our inner critic universally emerges during stressful times. This negative self-talk, barely a whisper during calm periods, grabs a megaphone during unhealthy stress, attempting to protect us through our activated amygdala. Gratitude serves as a powerful circuit breaker for the brain's stress pathway. Research shows it decreases stress, improves mood and resilience, and enhances life satisfaction. Through cognitive reframing, the principle that what you focus on grows, gratitude helps transform negative experiences from sticking like Velcro to sliding off like Teflon. To practice gratitude, write down 5 things you're grateful for each night. Even when struggling, maintaining this practice gradually shifts perspective from doom to calm centeredness. Expressive writing about your deepest thoughts and feelings for 15 to 20 minutes over 4 consecutive days has been shown to decrease doctor visits by reducing stress-related symptoms. Self-compassion enhances all these resets by acting as a protective buffer against stress. Brain scans reveal the amygdala is less active when people practice compassionate self-reassurance versus self-criticism. Though we often default to self-criticism during stress, remember that the motivation of self-compassion arises from love, while the motivation of self-criticism arises from fear. Change isn't a single dramatic moment, but 1,000 pivotal moments building momentum over time. Even frustration about deterioration signals progress. Change is messy, nonlinear, and unique to each person. While our culture values speed, the brain works at its own pace. Adopt a tortoise mindset, focusing on small, steady steps rather than seeking rapid transformation. Visualize your future, less stressed self to maintain momentum during challenges. Use objective metrics to track real change, since we often miss our own progress. Growth may be happening internally even when invisible externally, like the Chinese bamboo tree that shows no growth for 5 years, then shoots up 90 feet in 6 weeks. These techniques gradually rewire your brain and body, not just reducing current stress, but protecting you from future stress. They're your raincoat for life's inevitable storms. You are not your stress. You are the vast sky that contains it all. Everything else, anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, is just weather passing through.